Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377. 3377.
Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who the you are!
NFC North champions,
everybody.
Vision winners, back-to-back season.
Your team ain't on, the pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town, win. Then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. They brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
All right. Welcome back to the All Great Podcast. I hope that pumped you guys up as much as it did for us. We're super excited to come back. This is season 2, episode 2. And today we have a dynamic duo. Shout out to Caleb, Plax, and Ivan that aren't with us today. But we got an exciting episode for you because Clay, our stat guy, welcome, Clay.
What up, everybody?
You just had a big day. How about you tell us where you were at today?
So as we mentioned last episode, I was not able to get into training camp tickets for this year, but my buddy, he hooked me up, had a couple extra tickets that fell through. So me and our social media manager, Megan, we were able to get in there today and go to training camp. It was a very, very fun day.
Dude, that's awesome, man. I'm so glad that we got somebody on the pod that was able to be there, get some eyes and ears. Bro, just tell us all about it. Maybe some listeners have never been to a Detroit Lions training camp day. What did that look like for you today? Just step us through.
It's so fun. Like, it is, like, it's almost, I want to say it's like going to game because it's totally different, but it's a different kind of exciting because there's just so much things going on. You walk in. Everybody excited, especially with Lions being so good. Like, everybody's excited. The staff's excited. The people that are just taking our tickets are excited. They want you to get you into the gates and have fun. There's face painting. There's balloon making. Today was Adopt a Puppy Day at training camp. So there's a lot of puppies. We had puppies there today. So it's just a fun experience. And I know, which we all know, it's so hard to get these tickets now, especially with the Lions being so good. But if you ever get a chance to go, I highly recommend it. It's just a totally different feel. It's an exciting time. Football's in the air. And it's just, so you walk in, you get to, you know, there's a couple of different fields out there. They kind of hop and jump what fields they're on. But today was an exciting day because of Thursday. So we have a preseason game Thursday. First right. game of the preseason. So today was a one-on-one scrimmage day. So a lot of exciting things happened today out there on the field.
Yeah. So I'm sure the team was hyped. Like, the fans, you guys were all excited because we got our first game in a long time. It's a preseason game, but when you've gone a whole summer without Lions football, like, we're all going to be glued to just, like, see some rookies, see some backups. Just see the team in the uniform go out there and play. And we know, Clay, you're actually going to be there at that game, which maybe if we have time at the end of the episode, we can talk a little bit more about that Hall of Fame game on Thursday. But tell us more about what you saw at training camp. Who are some of the people that you met today?
So as far as met today, so I got to meet Tesla from Arkansas, our new wide receiver, number 18.
Wow, all right. Shout out, because he's from West Michigan, man. He's from Hudsonville.
And he had a lot of love out there. He had a lot of people to see. So to get his autograph was actually a lot of hard work. Like, he had so much family and friends there. He had like a whole corner there just his ex-teammates from West Michigan, different colleges he kind of went through to get into Arkansas, but
yeah, Hillsdale.
Yeah, so when he was walking away, I with Megan's parents being down in Arkansas, I know Arkansas, I know the Razorbacks. I've watched them for a handful of years now, so I just yelled out, "Go Hogs!" And he got his attention. He looked at me and just started smiling, and then he walked over. He's like, "Ah, I can't leave you hanging like that." So
nice, dude.
So I got to have a conversation with him about, like, you know, you yell "Woo Pig," and so he's like, "How do you know this stuff, man? You're a huge Lions fan. Are you an Arkansas fan?" So I kind of told him about the situation. So he's like, "Man, I'm so glad I came over. Like, this is cool." So
that is awesome.
So it was a super cool guy. And when you're at training camp too, like, it's all about where you're at. Like, players mm-hmm. can go wherever. Yeah. You could be in line for the entire time and still get nobody, because it's all about where the player walks to. So
yeah,
Megan had the exit on point. So I was like, oh, man, she's got this on lock. I gotta go somewhere else. But then we saw Dan Campbell and Anzalone head towards the puppy tent.
Oh, okay.
And so I booked it over there, like, before anybody, like, I just booked it there.
Yeah.
And they were in the tent, so I was waiting outside the tent, and Dan Campbell, man, came out, gave people fist bumps, got a fist bump from Dan Campbell.
Sick, bro. Is your fist broken? Is it okay?
Oh, man, the guy is ripped, bro. The guy is so big. And then Anzalone, didn't get a chance to talk one-on-one with Anzalone at all, but you do see the scar there on his arm there from his injury last year.
Wow.
So, but he was out of there. He was had to do some like a photo shoot with the puppies. So I think he was on that schedule. So he's more focused on that, but he still showed love to the fans, waved to the fans.
So, quick side note. So just so everybody's in the loop. So Alex Anzalone, our linebacker that looks like Thor, he's been wanting to get a new contract renegotiated. To give him credit, he's been one of the top 10 linebackers, just statistics, this past year, maybe past 2 years. But his contract and, compensation hasn't really reflected that. So he's kind of held out. I'm surprised that he was at camp. Did he have the pads on? Like, was he training?
Yep. He was out there. I didn't focus on him a ton, because we'll get to that, who I was focusing on the defense, but he was out there full pads. When he sat down, I mean, he was muddied up. So, I mean, he was out there.
He was grinding. He was working. So. Yeah, that's good, man. It sounds like they're going to come to an agreement, perhaps on a contract, or like, he's in a better spot, happier. Like, he obviously wants to stay with the organization. He's contractually obligated, I guess, for one more year. He's got a year left on the contract that he signed, but he just wanted to re-up a new one. But I'm glad that he's practicing and he's with the team and not holding out. So
same here.
That's,
man,
good news. Yeah,
I know. And he was so good last year. So when he got knocked out, man, it was such a hit. So
yeah.
And it's hard too, because he's such a good player and Detroit loves him. But as we mentioned so many times, look at this defense. There's so much money to be handed out, and you're just hopefully everything works out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody and all parties are understanding, and hopefully they can figure something out for them. So
good, man. So you adopted a puppy, and then from
So I almost came home with a puppy. Wanted to come home with a puppy.
Megan said no. She's like,
Megan said no.
Got to take care of the one you got at home.
Yep, exactly. She's like, yep, we're just focused on one right now. But so anybody who hasn't been to a training camp, it's very. Your eyes are everywhere, because so much stuff, like, even when you go to a football game, so many stuff is going on. But first, second string are flopping in and out. You're watching offense, you're watching defense. But the most thing I was excited about today was, of course, Hutchinson. I was so excited to see how this man looked. And ladies and gentlemen,
he had a crazy day today.
Yeah, he did not disappoint. This man... He looks better, man. He looks better. Like, this man was going for defensive player of the year, and he looks better than that.
Wow.
And so this man, so he had three third down drive-ending sacks today.
Three sacks.
So three sacks on third down. The guy just looks incredible. The guy is fast. And then so that also – because Hutch was doing that. But then also Campbell had a sack, and so did Brian Branch had a sack. So
okay.
The defense looked just so gnarly, man. If you're going about defense wins championships, man, this defense – they're ready.
I mean, that's what we said in our last episode. Like, Caleb and I were like gut feeling like Calvin Shepard, this new defensive coordinator, which he's not new. He's been in the organization for many years now. He's gonna push him up a level. I feel it. And from what you're telling me from camp, that prediction's feeling pretty good right now.
And so, like, and it's just hard because how last year ended, and you always remember, like, you remember how it ended, but you don't really realize how many people we had so many injuries last year, that last second half of the season. And you're out there, you're looking at the roster and you're like, realize how many people we lost last year. And just, if we're healthy, man, this defense, dude, they're so good. So I'm excited for the defense.
So we got all these sacks today. Like, the defense was playing phenomenal. My question is that because the offensive line wasn't playing that good? Like, what happened there?
So with that, again, so your defense is playing your offense. So with the great defense, offense struggled. It struggled. Mm-hmm. Like, it got off to a slow start, but the Montgomery really today put his team on the shoulders today. Like, he had some big runs that really got the offense going.
Okay.
So when it took a while, I believe the defense got off to like a 10-0 start. Because I think when the defense gets a stop, they get 2 points. I don't know exactly. It's kind of how it all works, but
yeah.
But Montgomery got the defense got the offense going. St. Brown had a great snag, and so did Laporta, and those both led to the first offensive touchdown of the day, which was Mr. Knuckles himself running it in for a touchdown. So. But once the offense got going, and then it just, like I said, St. Brown looked great. But one person too, who, if you follow like every game at the, I mean, every training camp day, what players say at their exit interview for that day is Tim Patrick has been more disappointed in himself than anybody. So Tim Patrick's been really disappointed with himself, says he knows he's slacking, but Tim Patrick had a good touchdown today.
Okay.
So hopefully, as soon as he got that, I'm like, all right, man, that's what you need. Sometimes that's what you just need, a little spark, and hopefully that will be a spark to get him going, going into the preseason.
Yeah, I saw that same interview you were referencing, Clay, and he did say this has been the toughest training camp he's ever been to in his professional football career. Like, Lions camps are no joke, and they're preparing him for a tough season ahead. Hopefully it's not too much wear and tear on these guys' ligaments, joints, and muscles. But he, he's a veteran. He's been in the league a long time, and he's like, this is the toughest one. So, you know, like you said, it starts little by little. Maybe he'll get some momentum going. But I think he's a lock for the roster.
Oh yeah, like, me too. Like he'll be. He was so big for us last year.
He's a lock. Yeah.
And you got so many, you got new players come in, so it's got to mess with you. I can't imagine how much that messes your head. You have all these young guys coming in. You're on the other side of that now. So with the offense struggling, so it led up to some field goal attempts, which Bates didn't have the best day. He missed a 54 or 51. But then being true to himself, he nails like a 60-yarder down the middle. And it's just so frustrating.
Just have him kick 60 yarders the whole season. Yeah.
But you could tell he was frustrating himself, but, he saw it go through, at the end there. So that was good to see. So, a couple things to watch. You look at our tight end room, which is Sam Laporta, which is, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Brock Wright's great. But somebody to watch too is, number 84 is Shane Zylstra.
So
he is competing for, I think, for that third tight end spot.
Yeah.
And he had some really good just playmaking moves today, yeah. catches today.
Yeah.
And I think he's gonna he's somebody to watch early on. Yeah. Like I'm excited to see what he does on Thursday in yeah. real game, going into the preseason, how he looks. But like I'm not saying he's gonna be a Sam LaPorta, but man, if you can just if you can get Sam LaPorta off the field just for a couple plays.
Let him bring
and just yeah, just get relief, get some good blocking in. And maybe him just being a blocker will, because how our offensive line is, maybe will open up Sam LaPorta even more. So it just they got some things to figure out, but they have some really good young talent. But my star of the day is a guy that I'm not sure a lot of people know.
Okay.
But is Donamick Lovett.
Lovett, our rookie. Hold on, hold on. I got a sounder for our rookie who just got drafted in the 2025.
So he's out of Georgia. He played with Missouri. So he had a punt return for a touchdown today. So,
ooh, bro, that must have been so hyped to watch, dude. A punt return?
So we're watching it. I'm like, so when he ran it, I'm like, that wasn't Leaf. Who was that? And then I'm like, oh, love it, man. Like the guy's quick. So
yeah.
Our wide receiver room, man, it could be pretty deep. It's like sad. Yeah. With these young guys, Tesla coming in, love it. These fresh legs, fresh bodies, rookies. And they want to make their statement, you know. So
that's awesome to hear, bro. Because like every year you're like, okay, this guy's just a sixth rounder. Is he even going to make the team? But to hear this, like he at least has a special team spot. It sounds like they drafted him and then they drafted Dan Jackson, I think, in the same round out of the same school. They drafted three Georgia Bulldogs this year. What about the third one? How did Tate Ratledge look like today?
Tate looked good today, man. And like I said, I know the line struggled, but he looked good. Like, he does look good. And it's hard because he's feeling such big shoes, you know. But he's looking good, man. Like, I trust this offense and this coaching staff. But Tate looked good today, man. Like, and I think you're just going to – I think the players are excited to get some real game. I'm guessing it's going to be all hookered up. Thursday night. That's my guess. Is
Hooker and Allen?
Yeah, that's my thought. I don't even see Allen. I don't even see Goff taking a snap, really.
No, I don't think so either.
But just to get these, I think Tate wants it. I think Tate needs just to have a, even though it's preseason game, just to get some real game experience. Give
him a series. Yeah, we'll see him start, I think. And they're still having him at right guard. Is that what he was today? And then Glasgow was center.
Yep.
Okay. From what I'm reading articles online, it looks like they might have already made a decision unless something crazy happens or they, I don't know. It looks like Glasgow is going to be our center.
Yeah.
Like they switched him back and Ratledge is going to be our guard on the right side. But nice, man. So,
and going to like, for those who, I know we mentioned it a lot last week, but over the last episode with the quarterbacks, a lot. It was nice seeing Goff being so watching that. You see how much Goff is involved in this offense, and he really is. He's out there like he's getting frustrated when he's not playing well. And this is, you know, he knows he's got to get things right. But I trust this offense, man, and I really do think it's not all Ben. It wasn't all Ben. So they'll get it. They'll get it figured out. There's a lot of things to figure out to begin the season with. People in different spots, different coordinators, but it was just good seeing the offense and it's good to see the team out there today. So
that's awesome, dude. So for our quarterback too, where does that look at right now? Was that Kyle Allen or Hendon Hooker?
I saw a lot of Hooker today. Wasn't out there. I didn't watch it. Cause you know, so much different things going on. So you kind of shift and move to different areas, especially if you want to start to talk to these stars, you kind of have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
But Hooker did take a lot of the, you know, he was out there quite a bit. Yeah. And he looks better, man. Like, I know the first year he was injured, so then he hasn't had really a shot to really play. Yeah. So, which we hope we don't see him a lot this year, right? But
yeah,
I'm excited to see him in the preseason game. So see what he's got. Yeah. See him lead the offense.
Nice. I know for a lot of people, their favorite player is Jahmyr Gibbs, right? Sonic. So what was that like? How did he look like out there?
He looks so good, man. The dude looks like he's been in the gym too. The dude is ripped, man. The dude is big.
Yeah.
And he's just so quick. He looks great in zero, man. Zero is his number, man. Like, he looks great. Like, he just looks. And to have him and Montgomery, like, they just feed off each other. Is good. Like, they both want to win. And they don't care who's getting the ball. Like, they're just help each other out, you know? Like, and just when one breaks a big play, the other one's there to congratulate him and vice versa, you know? Yeah. So, but Gibbs, man, he has some, that jolt, man.
Yeah.
And that's, too. So you're watching your offense and then you're watching your defense and you're just, they take some hits, man. And it's just like, it's practice. So they got to do it. But, it was, you know, they got some physical out there today. I think JMO got into it with another player today, but seeing Dan Campbell, man, he's trying to calm him down. Like, you can see the smartness coming from what he's done the last 2 years, pushing these guys from day one. So I think he's trying to get more of a balanced viewpoint of things. Like, hey, like, longevity of a season and health. Like, you guys gotta.
Yep.
Like, I love the physicality, but you guys gotta, like, you guys' bodies, man. You're gonna be.
How long were they in scrimmage, like, contact? Was that like an hour or like how long was it?
Yeah, so they ended practice a little early today. So it was, it started at 8:30 and it was supposed to go to 10:30 and they wrapped it up about 10 to 10. Like,
okay.
So it was kind of wrapped up early, but then. The players hung around. Joseph was out there signing autographs. Bummed to kind of talk to him, but I got pretty close. But, like, again, like, you could have a great spot and, like, it's all where the players flock, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Then you got a million people next to you. So,
right. But just seeing, it's cool seeing Tesla's following out there from West Michigan. They showed up, they supported. It's just a fun day. It's just a fun, exciting time. Training camp is just, I'm excited for you guys to get to go because you're going to, you know, be able to see Texans out there and actually be against another team. So that's a whole different ball game. So I'm really excited to see how that
develops. The juice is flowing. Yeah, it'll be fun. I was going to ask you, so I know you ran into Dan Miller. He calls the plays, right, for Fox. What did he say? Like, cause you took a selfie with him. Did you get to talk to him a little bit?
So he, one thing I love about Dan loves the fans. Like, and he was super, like, I think he had somewhere to go. Like, he was like, and I just kind of, like, you know, greeted him, said, hey man, he is the best in the game. And that's some bias, but the guy is just so good. He is so good. But, I asked him, if he had time for a selfie and he's just like, yeah, man, go ahead, reel it in, man. And just, even though he's busy, he always makes time for the fans. And he's got to love it, too, that he, you know, people know who he is. And because there's so many media walking in and out. So not everybody. I mean, Dan walked past a big hurdle of people, and I don't think a lot of people realize who it was.
Yeah.
So if you're Dan, like, somebody who realizes it is, appreciates what you do for the team, appreciates what you bring to the game, and he always gives the fans their due and time. So it was, didn't get a chance to talk to him too much, but
it was
cool to connect it from. I've seen him a couple different times.
Dude, you've met him several
times. Yeah. So it was cool seeing him again. So
that's sick, bro. That's awesome. So back to I want to make one point too, is Gibbs and JMO. Like, both of these guys are electric. They're both changing their jersey number this year. So Gibbs went from having 26 and now he's going to be 0. And then JMO went from 9 and now he's 1, right?
Yep.
His college number. So I feel like that personifies the type of season they're about to have. Like, these two guys are about to pop off. They both look like they've added muscle physically. They're both crispier. I'm making the call. Like, if you're a listener and you play fantasy football this year, I think this is finally the year where you can confidently draft J-Mo for like your wide receiver two or your flex spot.
Yep.
Like, the offensive coordinator is really opening up the whole playbook for this guy. Tell me, Clay, like, how did his route running, like, how did that look if you were watching?
He's so quick. His route running, like, he just on a dime can just
spin and turn.
Like, it seems like less than a second, he stops, turns around, and he's going the other direction. Oh, it's so quick. Even when if you're just watching him and, like, he doesn't get the ball, just him trying to get open.
Yeah.
And him making plays for other people, or he realizing who's the ball is going to go to. Mm-hmm. So he immediately goes over there to help out in that situation. So he's just so quick. And him and Goff, I think, are definitely on the same page.
Yeah.
So to have a guy like St. Brown as one and J-Mo at two, like, J-Mo's two and he's that quick. Like, it just, it's got me really excited. It might take a couple weeks for the offense to get going with all the changes, which we have to be patient as fans. Like, it's going to be an adjustment. Even if you go out there and you win, I think your offense is still going to need some oil to get going. Yep. But these guys are just around the offense, like Gibbs and J-Mo, St. Brown, they're all just so quick.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. I'm so excited. I really want J-Mo to have be him and St. Brown just having a number battle, and it'd be so cool to see.
Yeah, I like fantasy wise, like those who play fantasy football, I think St. Brown's gonna have a little bit of a drop this year because every team knows he's so good. And if he didn't draw enough double teams last year in coverage in every game, he is going to for sure this year. So I think with his draw and then J-Mo's just like getting more reps, getting more routes, St. Brown fantasy-wise will have a little less points, and then J-Mo's going to take a lot of that.
And then with that too, and I think a lot of people that dropped him last year, is that opens up Laporta. So it's just like, so we have so many weapons that I think
they do.
Like, you could have St. Brown and Laporta on the same squad. Like, dude, that's just still start them both because they're both going to get, depending on how your league's set up, but they're both going to get their catches.
Did you see Gibbs running any routes?
He did. So I heard not a ton today, but like I heard throughout practice that's in his scheme now is route running. So I'm really interested how I can see him lining up behind Goff and then Goff calling an audible and then seeing him running up right next to St. Brown. Like,
yep.
And how crazy would that be?
Dude, this is so exciting. So, like, we're getting the people hyped. All our listeners are super excited with our weapons. But I do want to, like, because our humble host, Caleb, isn't here. And we would be remiss if we didn't bring his mentality to the pod today. We're going to bring ourselves back to reality because our offensive line, we still don't know how it's going to look like. Like, yeah, we know who the starters are most likely going to be, but we just haven't seen this new offensive line on the field. And the whole offense is predicated on those guys. Like, if these guys can't protect Goff long enough, Goff can't throw it to J-Mo. He can't throw it to Gibbs if he doesn't have enough time to do that. Or blocking, like if they're not blocking well and creating gaps and holes for Monty and Gibbs, you know, so a lot of the offense is predicated on it. That's why in our last episode, we mentioned how worried we are about it. And so we'll keep an eye on it. I'm sure future camps or Clay, if you can pull some other tickets for some friends or other listeners out there, right? Because you're pretty close to Allen Park. If we keep heading up to training camp, we'll keep trying to take notice how that offensive line's working.
And as far as too, as a injury news, Arnold did leave early today. I saw him kind of X out early. It looks to be a hammy, but he brushed it off post practice. So hopefully, hopefully it was just like, you know, you kind of get banged up a little bit and you just call it a day. So hopefully they just don't
get to watch the secondary.
What's that?
Did you get to watch the secondary?
I didn't. Honestly, I didn't. I know I feel bad because we watch so many things to watch, and I watched a little bit, but not like to really dissect it because there's so many things to watch. But so my bad on that. So I dropped the ball on that. But
no, you're good. You're good. It's like when you go to training camp, it's stimulation overload. Like
it is. But you have so many things happening. All
these position groups are separated. Like you don't know what to look at or who to look at. It's insanity.
And then you're the look on the sidelines, like you're looking at the how they're subbing in, who's subbing in for who. So there's just so much stuff to watch. But the defense as a whole, though, did look good. So if we can get, man, if Hutch just, you know, takes us up from last year, I mean, this guy could have a monstrous. And too, like, and that could, which could help us, you know.
Yeah,
with a struggling, a lot of changes offense, and your defense is keeping their offense off the field. Like that's just that's what you need. Like, just keep the other team's points off the board. You know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's awesome, man. I know you guys got to meet a couple other people. Megan was networking. She like met Chef Geach, right?
Yeah.
Content creator.
Yep.
That's awesome, dude. Let's see if we can get some people on the pod, man. Get some more guests.
And he reposted her post. So, I mean, he saw it. And he was really cool with the fans today.
Yeah.
Well, that was another thing that nobody really knew he was, like, right off the bat.
Recognize him? Yeah. And if Megan, he have, like, a jersey on, people like, don't.
And that hat, man, his hat's so fire. He's got the Sonic and Knuckles hat with the with the Barry Lyon on there. I'm like, so he sent me the link. He sent us the link to, because I told him like three times how much I loved his hat. And he's like, hey man, I'll send you a link. So sure enough, he reposted Megan, and then Megan messaged him like, hey, we're the one asking about your hat and the link. Yeah. And he sent it right away. So
that's sick.
So he was super, I mean, so like Megan, it was all Megan. Megan caught him because he was kind of standing off the side, and Megan's like, Megan ran up. She was the first. Yeah. I threw him my football right away. So he signed it, and then people just flocked. And then,
well, once you recognize them, then they were like.
And then me and Megan were talking about his content and stuff. They're like, oh, and then they just kind of everybody rushed us. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. And he had a whole like they were kind of pushing the crowd out, but he followed the crowd right out of Allen Park to keep signing autographs as he was leaving. So
yeah.
So
pretty sick, man.
I know we got some great music for our pod too, but man, it'd be cool to have a little double duo. That'd be sweet.
Right? A little collaboration, a little feature.
And also, so when I was up in the bleachers, Megan went, she's like, I'm going to go tour. I'm going to go see what I can find. So actually she met Hutchinson's family. So she got a picture with Aiden's sisters.
Nice.
Saw Aiden's mom. It was represented today, man. A lot of family members there today.
Wow.
I kept on looking for coach's wife. I didn't see her, but Megan got her best friend. So Megan got a picture with her best, like, something with her best friend that she reported. So like Megan's, Holly Campbell's friend now follows our pod. So it was a good day for the pod, man.
Shout out to Megan, our social media manager, doing work today, getting some connections, networking, getting some more folks to follow the podcast. I love that.
Yeah. And like just to have just getting those retweets out there from the pod. I mean, that's all, you know, Geach, like he's out there with 110 followers, you know, so
yeah,
just kind of get the exposure of different things. And
that's awesome.
So it was cool, man. A lot, like I said, a lot of family was there today. Anzalone was out there with his family. So it was cool, man. It was just definitely a good day to be out there. It was a hot one. It's hot. Yeah. It's hot out there, but it was a little breezy to start, so that helped out kind of getting off to a not so dreaded start, you know, with the heat.
Right.
So.
Right. Man, that is awesome. Well, we've got a lot of listeners, and the cool thing is on our RSS podcast, I get some feedback, some analytics on like who our listeners are. We obviously do have a lot of listeners in Michigan, actually have them all over the US, and we've got like a few that are international in England, Sweden, Australia. So I'm sure those folks that are listening internationally, they want to keep up with the Lions, and you're at the right place because we've got Clay at training camp getting live eyes, hopefully more than once. We'll be there next month again, and we'll keep this running. So we got our game on Thursday. So let's switch topics. We've got our Hall of Fame game on Thursday. Clay, you are going to be there. So don't want to miss the next episode so we can hear about Clay. And dude, Clay, you're just like doing you're like a season ticket.
I'm fangirling, man. I'm on tour. I'm a roadie.
He's on tour of the Lions this year, bro. He got picked up. That is awesome. So what are your plans for Thursday? Hall of Fame game, 8 o'clock.
So we're leaving early in the morning, heading down. We're staying at my friend's mom's house. So getting there, kind of getting settled in because it's going to be a late night. So get everything set up for that night. And then we're going to head out to the Hall of Fame. It closes a little bit early because it is game day, but we still can get in. So we got plenty of time to walk through there. Okay, I think there's a pizza spot that my buddy knows because he is from Ohio. Dun, dun, dun. But good guy. He's awesome. he knows some good pizza places that we're going to hit up. And then hit the Hall of Fame, tour around there, and then kind of head over to the stadium, which he's been there before, so he kind of knew where a good spot is for tickets to see for a good value for money so you can kind of see the field. So get down there, hopefully be able to, I mean, it's a high school stadium. So I'm going to take the football in and see what players walk by and throw them the training camp football and see if we get more autographs on that thing. So,
yeah, dude, I know like starters, like, obviously Penei Sewell, all those guys, they won't be playing, but maybe they'll be on the sideline during the game. Maybe signing some autographs there. If you guys get close, that'd be cool.
I am hoping for a blowout, man. Like, with being that they're playing the Chargers, I don't see a lot of Chargers fans.
Dude, that's going to be a Detroit home game. Like, so how many people just like you are driving down on Thursday?
For Michigan fans, it's Harbaugh. So you're going to bring out the, like, so many different takes on the game, and people going to see Harbaugh, but also going to see the Lions a little bit.
Yep.
Of a Michigan homecoming for him too. So
true.
So I think if you're Jim Harbaugh, you're got to be excited to play in front of that crowd,
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. And then I'm sure Hutch will have a couple words for Harbaugh pre-game or post-game to catch up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So dude, I'm hoping to get some pictures of them out there, during practice. They're going to meet up at some point.
Yep.
And talk. So I've never been so excited for a preseason game. Like, I'm so many different things. You're always ready for the Hall of Fame game because it's football. But actually, I was just thinking a couple of summers ago, not last year, the year before, but just like, man, like, it'd be cool if Lions got it. It'd be fun. Just like, it's kind of an extra game to go to, something to be hype about. So I'm excited for, even though it's going to be a lot of different third and fourth stringers, but just to see the team out there.
Right.
See them all together again.
Yeah. Reunion. Dude. I mean, we're excited to just watch it on TV.
NBC, right? So it's on, I believe it's on NBC. So.
Yep. Or if you have Peacock, the Peacock streaming service should be on there too. So we'll get to watch that. It'd be nice if it was week 1. Against the Chargers, like, we get to watch a real game, but beggars aren't choosers, so we'll get a Hall of Fame game and see some of the backups and maybe just kind of scout and see which guys could possibly make the team, which is still exciting.
Yeah,
hopefully some of those guys make the team, we get to use them throughout the season. So,
and it's close too, so it's not like they're going to cross country, so like, just it's, after we went through last year, I think you'll take as much as rest as you can get with this team. So just as a little quick little road trip for the team and get down there and come back.
Yep.
I'm guessing they'll head out. I'm guessing the team will go down there. Yeah. I mean, tomorrow, I'm guessing the team will go down there, but it'd be good stuff. I got some fun stuff, excitement coming on. So,
man, football is in the air, people.
It's happening.
We're almost there. So I hope you guys enjoyed hearing from Clay, our field correspondent, apparently, our Lions roadie.
Go!
He'll be again at the game on Thursday. We'll have another episode for you guys to talk about what he saw, what he experienced, and then also our takes on some of those rookies. So let's get excited for a new Lions season, people. We appreciate it. And if you like this podcast, please share it with friends, family. You can find us on social media, the All Grit Podcast on Instagram. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Appreciate y'all.